This is a guided meditation with Blue Tansy. It's best if you can find yourself a comfortable spot with little to no noise, background noise. And I recommend sitting up for the meditation with your spine straight. Of course, you certainly can lay down. I just have found from personal experience that it's much easier to fall asleep when I lay down. Get your bottle of Blue Tansy essential oil to have with you. And if you don't have a bottle of Blue Tansy oil, it's no problem. We're going to work with bringing in the spirit of Blue Tansy. So first thing I'll have you do is get your bottle of Blue Tansy and take out a drop on each finger, or a drop divided between two fingers, and take that oil and hold it on the quantum acupoint from the chart, liver 3 on the foot. And then taking another drop of Blue Tansy, divided between your two fingers, which I am doing right now as well. And there's a way in which you can get the Blue Tansy on both pericardium 6 points on the inside of the forearm. It's about 3 inches below the wrist crease. And I sort of put the palm of my hands together and then hold that oil on that point and relax and breathe and let what wants to happen happen here for about a minute. And then lastly, take one more drop of Blue Tansy, divide it between your two fingers, and place it on LI, or large intestine 20, which is just below your nostril, right on the outside edge of your nostril. So if you go to the outside edge of each nostril, there's sort of a groove there. Place your fingers there and relax. Drop in to this point and this oil together. And we invite in the spirit of Blue Tansy to be with us, to lead us. And to teach us. During this time together. Have you start by putting your attention on any place of tension between thoughts, So as the mind does what it does, thinking and planning, following a distraction of this or that, allow yourself to move even deeper into your own mind, even deeper into your own thinking process. And as you enter into this deeper space with your own thinking, invite Blue Tansy into that tension or that pull between things, between thoughts. It's very subtle at times and not so subtle at other times. It may be something like, oh, I really should be doing my emails right now. I'm feeling a little bit antsy, and actually I'm a little bit hungry right now, and so I should. So there's this space of tension where we're almost pulling ourselves away from our present moment. And this is where you're going to let the spirit and the energy, the medicine of Blue Tansy, just simply come in. So in any moment that you notice the energy of tension or resistance in the mental space, the emotional space, or the physical space, that's the moment when you say, Blue Tansy, over here. And I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes as we both do that same practice together. You may feel the tension or the resistance in your jaw or in your shoulders, between your brows. And even though you're being still, you can feel this almost sort of curvy, almost sensual quality of movement and flow starting to move into your body, into your mind. Your mind doesn't feel quite so tight or rigid or cramped. Your emotional body feels more fluid, more rounded. Your belly feels softer. You might notice how sounds or thoughts are just sort of roll over, roll off of you. Nothing seems to be rigidly sticking anywhere. And as the resistance dissolves more and more and more, as the tension dissolves more and more and more, you can feel this very subtle and delightful filling up, filling in of your own divine nature into the spaciousness of your body and your mind. going to invite in the essence of blue tansy to reveal itself to you in some kind of visual shape of an object or a person, an animal, a creature. Just ask blue tansy if it would pay you a visit in some kind of formation in the mind's eye. Trusting the first thing you see, feel, hear. This is part of how we strengthen our imagination muscles, which are directly tied into our soul muscles. Blue tansy may appear to you as some form, some metaphor that it's never shown to you before, that it's never revealed to you before. And just let your eyes feast and your heart feast on this vision of blue tansy for you at this moment, specific for you. And now I'd like for you to ask blue tansy what it is that it would like for you to know right now. What it is that it would like for you to know right now in relationship to your heart. Don't hesitate to engage with this spirit, with this ally, while I'm quiet. So if it reveals something in particular to you, a picture, a movement, a word, or a sound about your heart, then you can ask more questions, like what does that mean, or how shall I support that process? And now ask blue tansy what it would like for you to know about your physical body, your physical body. And now ask blue tansy what it would like you to know about the state of your child nature, what it would like you to know about your own child spirit inside of you. I want you to let and allow blue tansy to directly connect you to your own child spirit, almost like Blue Tansy is introducing you to each other. And if you already feel very well acquainted with your child spirit because you've done much work there, then Blue Tansy is sort of like the long-lost friend that both of you have, and you're in the midst of a divine reunion with one another, dancing and frolicking and feeling how just the essence and nature and spirit of Blue Tansy is bringing you even greater and closer connection with your own child spirit. How Blue Tansy is refining your ability to hear and sense the words, the emotion, the needs, the desires of your child spirit. How Blue Tansy is fortifying the connectivity between your own heart and the heart and the essence of your child spirit within you. Feel Blue Tansy doing this work and receive the blessing. Allow yourself to receive the guiding transmission from Blue Tansy. The guiding transmission from Blue Tansy that creates this and facilitates this degree of an energy of being reunited in a more potent, profound, and important way with your own child spirit than perhaps you ever have been before, or perhaps more than you have been in a while. Feel the sort of fortification that Blue Tansy gives to you in this moment, to your child spirit in this moment, and all of the bedazzling good medicine that comes from Blue Tansy's essence of play and flow and spontaneity, relieving the burden of both your own heart here and now and of your child spirit, the burden that perhaps she or he may have carried for some time. Allowing yourself to feel this blessing of Blue Tansy, that we don't have to suffer anymore from the pain or the tensions or the tendencies to avoid within ourselves that come when we are disconnected from our own child essence, that we've received a blessing right here and now, and we don't have to continue to operate out of that pain or that avoidance. And if you feel comfortable, invite in Blue Tansy to help connect you to places or spaces in time or no time, in space or no space, within the body or mind. Places or spaces where things have been placed out of a need to not see them for a while, out of a need to deny or not face into, because we didn't have the capacity or the resources at the time. And now we do have the capacity and the resources. And if you feel comfortable, invite Blue Tansy in to simply energetically connect us into these places, spaces, where we have been disconnected, so that we might be able to reunite with ourself, with more of our essence, our true nature, connecting, mending, healing the schism between the persona and the shadow, between the body and the mind, between the head and the heart. Please let Blue Tansy's medicine work on you now. Feeling your heart and the fire in your heart burning brightly, all the more brightly, brilliantly, playfully. Dancing with the energy of Blue Tansy. And as we close this guided time with Blue Tansy, you can ask this ally, this helper, if it has anything else that it would like to share with you. And in closing, I'll share with you a beautiful quote in the spirit of Blue Tansy. Imagination opens the doorway, and play is your fantastical guide. Imagination opens the doorway, and play is your fantastical guide. Giving gratitude to Blue Tansy in whatever way feels right to you. And with ease, coming out of this meditative space as you're ready. And I highly recommend taking just a few minutes to journal some of the responses that and the wisdom that may have been conveyed to you during the meditation from Blue Tansy. When we come out of these states, it's very similar to coming out of a dream state, and if you go about your business right away, doing the things that we have to do in our lives, even though you might have the best of intentions to remember something that happened that felt significant, oftentimes they disappear once we start moving around. So right now, take some time to write now, and then go about your day infused with the blessings of Blue Tansy.